Hi, I'm Jane Price from Hollywood for today's Army. This is the Country Express, and this is Willie Nelson in A Bloody Merry Morning.
Well, it's a bloody merry morning. Baby left me without warning. Sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with smog and haze reminding me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. And deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, cause I'm leaving baby somewhere in L.A. Well, it's a bloody merry morning, baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston, forgetting her the nature of my
That was Willie Nelson, and the song you just heard was A Bloody Merry Morning there, getting ready to fly down to Houston. I used to live near an airport, which was kind of a drag, because I'd be sitting around watching TV, and all of a sudden I'd look in the middle of the set, the no smoking sign would come on, kind of buggy. But anyway, I used to butt him out. How you doing? This is Jane Price for today's Army, and oh, do we have things for you.
Hello there, this is Weller W. Weller, who is a ramrod on this turkey, and I want you folks to hang in there, because we got some of the big, big songs of the day.
Yes, here's one of them right now. This is Jerry Wallace, and a very pretty ballad. It's been a big, big hit for him several months now. This is titled Guess Who.
Guess who never knew that our love could ever go wrong? Guess who was happy day after day for so long? Guess who without warning woke up one morning all alone? Guess who never knew until you had already gone? Guess who keeps hoping you'll find something missing in him? Guess who keeps believing that this is not really the end. And guess who's going crazy? 'Cause no one can sleep where you've been. And guess who's here waiting for it all over again?
With the mystery singer signing, please, there he is. Jerry Wallace, who's had a lot of hit records through the years. I think the first record I recall he ever did that was a hit that I can remember was kind of a rock song back in 1959 called Primrose Lane. It was a big, big record for him. Hey, listen, you know, if you've been looking for a way to get to Europe, well, listen to this. Today's Army has openings in Europe for young men and women. And maybe you've always wanted to see Europe. Maybe you've actually been there, say, as a tourist. Well, how would you like to live and work with tourist-only visit? Now, right now, the Army can guarantee you at least 16 months in Europe, and you'll be paid more than $325 a month to start, plus housing, meals, medical and dental care. And on top of all this, you'll also get 30 days annual vacation you can spend touring the continent or any way you want. Sound good? Well, there's more. Now, you'll also be guaranteed in writing skill training of your choice. Now, this sounds like something you've been looking for. Let your local Army representative help you get it all. Talk to you. He's listed in the Yellow Pages under recruiting. Do it today. Let's go back to 1972. Big song. It was also out by Cher. As a matter of fact, she had the rock version of this song. Ray Sanders, All I Ever Need Is You.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone, just like a child without a home, the love you give me keeps me hanging on. Honey, honey, all I ever need is you. You're my first love and you're my last. You're my future, you're my past. Loving you.
That's Ray Sanders right there.
That ain't Colonel Sanders, is it?
No, it's a different one. Anyway, here's his song right there. A big one out of 72. That's been, what, two years ago. And it's called All I Ever Need Is You.
I think there's somebody outside there. I saw a head peeking around the doorway.
My gosh, look who's here.
Hello there, this is Leonard Fensterwald for today's Army, and I just wanted to drop in and complain a little bit.
About what, Leonard?
About gasoline prices.
Well, they're a little high, aren't they?
High? They're out of sight, boy. I'm telling you, I can't believe in my neighborhood. They're just gouging the prices up. I pulled into a service station day before yesterday, and I told the guy as I drove up, I want some gas. He said, fill her up, and I said, no, just give me $30 worth.
Well, Leonard, it's rough, I'll say that.
You better believe it. Listen, what can I do for today's Army?
Well, why don't you hang around, and I don't know if you'll get a chance to help us out on today's show, but maybe next week you'd help us out.
Well, listen, if you need any gas, come by and see me. I've got a special on today.
All right, fine. We'll catch you later.
Hey, I was outside with Fensterwald. Hey, listen, I'm going to go out with him and get us something to drink, and I'll be right back, okay?
All right, Willard, you two guys go on out. I'll catch you.
Outside in the lobby, I thought I'd just shoot loose with you.
Well, all right, Henry, hang on. I want you to help us out on a spot here very shortly. Right now, this is Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell, boy, oh boy, it's been a big song for him. It's just about to fade. It's called Houston. Glenn Campbell, and it has been a big hit song for him. It's called Houston, and you're with Gene Price for Today's Army. Here's a fairly new song. It's been out, I guess, a month or maybe 5-6 weeks, and it's doing nicely on the charts. Susan Ray, Stop the World and Let Me Off. This thing's flat.
Stop the world and let me off. Don't you see? 'Cause you know.
Name in real life, her name is Mrs. Jerry Wiggins. She happens to be married to Jerry Wiggins, who's the drummer for Buck Owens' group. I was going to call it the name, the Bakersfield Brass, as they're called. And the song, as I mentioned, is going to be a big one. It's called Stop the World, Let Me Off. Hey, you know something? You know, get together with a good job, with good pay and terrific fringe benefits. Now, through the 2-year training or travel option offered by today's Army. Skilled training of your choice or assignment in Europe. Doesn't that sound exciting? Find out if you qualify. Check it out with your local Army representative and do it soon. This song I'm going to play for you right now is not the number one song in country music right now, but, oh, a few weeks back it was. This is Conway Twitty. Boy, this has been one of his big ones. There's a honky-tonk angel.
When was the last time you kissed me? And I don't mean a touch now and then. It's been a long time since you felt like my woman, and even longer since I felt like your man. So more do you think we can stand? There's an old friend out there, and she's waiting. Lord, she's happy just holding my hand. So
there he is. You know, in his early days in rock and roll, back in 1958, when he had out It's Only Make-Believe and Danny Boy, he did a rock version. He used to finish off the song by going, and I always thought, well, the guy, you know, just probably finished up, you know, having something to eat before he did a recording session. Conway Twitty, for those of you Conway Twitty fans, you'll be happy to know that his real name, are you ready for this? His real name is Harold Jenkins.
I think I like Conway Twitty better. Have you read that new book that's out?
No, I haven't, Willard. What is the name of the new book?
It's called Is Conway Twitty an Assumed Name?
Who wrote it?
Ferlin Husky.
Well, that's something we ought to think about, all right. Here is Waylon Jennings' new song and a big one. It's titled This Time, Brother Waylon.
This time, if you want me to come back, it's up to you. But remember, I won't allow the things you used to do. You're gonna have to toe the mark and walk the line. This time will be the last time. This time, if I should feel unwanted, I won't stay. Each tomorrow will depend on the love you give today. It's all up to you, but keep in mind, this time will be the last time. This time should be anything like the other time.
The man Chris Christopherson called the best country singer in the world, Waylon Jennings. Hey, listen, if you're serious about going to college, today's Army can help you get there. Thousands of young men and women are working toward college degrees with financial aid provided by the Army. The Army will pay full tuition for courses considered valuable to the nation's defense and 75% of tuition costs for non-defense related courses. How about that? Now, as a veteran, you'll also be eligible for financial aid under the GI Bill. Now, you think about it. Today's Army can make it a lot easier for you, so bear that in mind. Listen, we're going to tippy-toe out right now. I want you to have a nice day. This is Gene Price speaking for Today's Army. We're going to see you soon. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. God bless you. Hang in there and stay loose. See you soon.